Congressman Eric Cantor officially steps down as House Majority Leader at midnight tonight. Earlier today, he gave his last speech on the House floor.
Walking into this building and walking onto this floor is something that excited me every day since I was first elected to Congress, as it should. Not one of us should ever take for granted the awesome honor and responsibility we have to serve our fellow Americans. This is a privilege of a lifetime.
Cantor will be replaced as Majority Leader by Kevin McCarthy of California after losing in that primary for his Virginia congressional seat. And his district is the focus of this week's District Profile. We're looking at congressional races across the country each week. Today, it's Virginia's 7th, where Republican candidate David Bratt, who defeated Cantor in the primary, will face Democrat Jack Trammell. Joining us to look at the race is Michael Pope, a reporter with WAMU in Washington, D.C., the newest member of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Michael, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, tell us about this district.
Well, the 7th Congressional District is an area that includes suburban Richmond. It stretches out into Henrico County. It includes kind of suburbs and exurbs going through Chesterfield, Orange, Rappahannock, Culpeper. It includes about 800,000 people. It's 75% white, and the area is pretty wealthy. The median income is $65,000. It's a storied congressional district because it's a seat that was once held by John Randolph, who later went on to be a famous Virginia senator. It was also held at one time by George Allen, who also went on to be a famous Virginia senator. So this is a very well-known area in a very important part of the state.
Well, let's get to the candidates. We, of course, remember David Bratt, who is a professor at Randolph-Macon College in Ashland, Virginia. He spoke on NBC 12 in Richmond about one of the issues that's most important to him. Let's listen.
The campaign is all about economics. I think the people watching know the deficits and the debt is up to $17 trillion. We have severe economic problems in the country, and the leadership on the Democrat side and on the Republican side won't even broach those issues.
So he's saying the campaign is all about economics. He has said he's a free market guy. What else should we know about David Bratt?
David Bratt is an economics professor at Randolph-Macon College. He is a native of Detroit. Very well educated. He has a master's in divinity from Princeton, as well as a doctorate in economics from right here at American University. He's been a professor at Randolph-Macon since 1996. He is somewhat new to the political scene. In 2011, he tried to become the Republican nominee for a House of Delegates seat that was unsuccessful. But then in 2014, of course, he had this stunning takedown of Majority Leader Eric Cantor. Now, David Bratt and his Democratic opponent, Jack Trammell, are both professors at Randolph-Macon College. Interestingly enough, at one time, they were teammates on a basketball team. So now they're playing on opposite teams, of course.
Yes, of course. And let's hear from Jack Trammell. He was interviewed on MSNBC's show, The Daily Rundown. He was asked about immigration reform, which he said he supports. Let's listen.
There are a lot of moving parts to immigration. We need to work across the aisle. But one part that's not moving is the House. And that's something I would like to change.
Tell us more about Jack Trammell.
Jack Trammell is also a professor at Randolph-Macon College. He's the director of disability services. As a fresh out of college teacher, he wanted to teach history, and he got a gig teaching special education. And ever since then, it's been very important to him. So he's now currently the director of disability services. He's also an associate professor of sociology and a prolific author. He has written more than 20 books. In fact, he apparently is currently working on a book about vampires, a book that he has put on hold as the campaign moves forward.
So, well, vampires can be popular with some people, but what are the issues that most people are worried about in the district?
So the issues that are likely to be part of the campaign are the same issues that were important during the primary. The importance of Wall Street, which this is sort of what you hear a lot in politics, sort of Main Street versus Wall Street. This is essentially how David Bratt was able to beat Eric Cantor, by positioning Cantor as the candidate of Wall Street, and Bratt positioned himself as the candidate of Main Street. So I would expect that we would see more of these economic issues take a center part of the campaign. Also, this issue of immigration. This is also what a lot of people believe sort of took Eric Cantor down, was the perception that he might be possibly in favor of some kind of comprehensive immigration reform. So I would imagine that that would also play a central role in the campaign as we move toward November.
Now, there has been a lot of attention on this race because everyone across the country saw the defeat of Eric Cantor. Has a lot of outside money come in to this race now between Bratt and Trammell?
We haven't seen a whole lot of outside money yet, but it's likely that we are going to as the campaign moves forward. In the most recent campaign finance numbers that came out, Bratt raised about $400,000. Trammell, by contrast, raised less than half of that, about $155,000. So what we've seen so far is Bratt has already started to enjoy some outside money. For example, the political action committee created by former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin made a contribution to the Bratt campaign. Trammell has not seen kind of outside money yet, but the thinking among many Democrats is that they want Republicans to pay for this seat. They want to put the Republicans on the defensive and make them spend money in this race. Even though this is largely a Republican seat, all of the national spotlight that you mentioned that's on this race might influence money being directed at Jack Trammell. We haven't seen that yet, but it's likely that we are going to as we move toward November.
What are the polls saying?
You know, I haven't seen actually any public polling in the race, but it's clearly a very Republican seat. If you look at the previous election history here of the 7th Congressional District, you'll see that in 2012, Romney won this congressional district with 57% of the vote. That's a pretty decisive victory here. So if you go back to 2008, McCain won this congressional seat with 53% of the vote. That was before redistricting, of course. Interestingly enough, redistricting made this congressional district even more Republican. And so what we see here is a race that is David Bratt's to lose.
That's Michael Pope of WAMU in Washington, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Michael, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.